You're listening to episode number 1906 of the Who Cares News for Thursday, February 11th, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Hello there.
It is time for Random Facts.
Random Facts, Random Facts, Random Facts, Random Facts.
No one has ever won the Oscar for Best Oscar or Best Actor in their debut movie. Four women have in their debut, including Julie Andrews for Mary Poppins and Barbara Streisand for Funny Girl, their debut movie.
But no guys.
The same company owns Match.com, OkCupid, Tinder, Plenty of Fish, Hinge, and at least a dozen other popular online
dating sites.
There's money in the online dating business. In fact, that just gave me an idea. 15 U.S. congressmen have been killed while they were in office. I mean, it's not funny, but I didn't know this.
You hear about
presidents getting assassinated, but not congresspeople. Four of them were Republican, and all the Republicans were killed between 1860 and 1869, which is really weird because that was about the time of the Civil War and the whole Abraham Lincoln thing, and he was a Republican, but he wasn't a congressman. And then every congressperson killed before or after that decade was a Democrat or a Democratic Republican. That's weird.
Okay.
No, that was a party. The Democratic Republicans was a party before the Republicans. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. A contronym is a word that can mean two things that are opposites, like how rent can mean that you're the one renting something out or the one doing the renting. Think about that, man. That just made my brain hurt.
Wait.
A contronym is a word that can mean two things that are opposites, like rent can mean that you're the one renting something out or that you're the one renting, doing the renting.
I'm going to rent it to you.
Right.
Or I'm going to rent it from you.
It is time for the news where we couldn't care less. We call it the Who Cares News.
That's
exactly right. What's going on this
morning?
The
Who Grabs a Crab News. The sudden engagement of Aaron Rodgers and Shailene Woodley. Kind of surprised everyone close to them.
I'm surprised.
Especially Danica.
Well, no, but they've been split. I mean, they split before the pandemic. I think they split before the pandemic.
But how long were they together?
They were together for a couple of years. They were together for a couple of years.
All right, so including people who say, this isn't Aaron at all.
Yeah.
So according to a source, Aaron is usually so methodical about everything. He thinks things through. He's analytical.
Okay.
And right. Shailene and Aaron, they just started spending a lot of time together over the summer.
Now, she's like 8 or 9 years younger than him, right?
Yeah,
she's like 28,
not bad.
29. He's 37.
Yeah.
It's a wide enough spread. Aaron probably doesn't like the same music that she likes, I'm thinking. He might not like the same TV shows. Maybe when they Netflix and chill. You know, she likes to watch her little juvenile things,
but
and he likes to watch stuff that's a little more adult.
They're in different places.
Well, of course they're in different places.
But even those close to them, they were shocked when he announced the engagement while accepting the NFL MVP award this past weekend.
Well, he didn't mention her name either. He said, I'd like to thank my fiancé. It's like, fiancé?
Yeah.
And here's the other part. He may not be playing in Green Bay next year. I doubt he'll be playing in Green Bay.
See, I can't say anything negative in case he wants to go to my team.
I think I don't know that he wants to. I'm pretty sure they're shopping him. He's like Tom Brady. He's got a couple of good years left in him. He just needs the right team. And now he's got Shailene. Well, at least for now. I mean, nothing that he's done in a relationship is stuck yet. He had Olivia Munn. He had Danica Patrick. I mean, What's wrong with you, Aaron? I mean, what is wrong with you? I don't understand. Besides being a quarterback, this character he plays in the State Farm commercials, which he's been this character for two or three Jakes now. So, I mean, he's been there for a while. Remember,
I believe there's just two Jakes.
Yeah, well, you know what I'm saying. He's been doing the State Farm commercials for a while.
I think first Jake is jealous of second Jake.
Well, second Jake's way more charismatic than first Jake. But the
whole
idea.
But he wasn't given the opportunity.
The first chick wasn't supposed to be charismatic.
That's right.
Khakis.
Yes.
Khakis?
And then State Farm probably thought, hey, let's do something. And first Jake is probably going, hello.
Hello, I'm over here. I'm working in HR now.
Second Jake's pretty cool. Still, I want his job.
Nobody asks me what I'm wearing anymore. Nobody. But I used to have the number one Halloween costume. Come on, people.
Stars from Buffy the Vampire Slayer are speaking out after their co-star, Charisma Carpenter, alleged via social media that creator Joss Whedon was abusive and harassing on the set of their TV series.
I've kind of heard this. I didn't know about Buffy, but I know there was a little something over Justice League last year.
The allegations come nearly ready for this 2 months. Well, like 20 years.
20 years and two
it's
months.
It's been 20 years and 2 months.
All right.
Yeah. After Ray Fisher publicly accused Whedon, along with producers Jeff Johns and John Berg, of misconduct on the Justice League set.
I thought it was the Justice League.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So Buffy herself.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Yeah, SMG.
She wrote on Instagram, "While I am proud to have my name associated with Buffy Summers."
Yeah.
As well, she should be because
she
made her famous.
Made her famous. Yeah.
I don't want to be forever associated with the name Joss Whedon.
Wow.
Then she
That's
also wrote,
really telling without saying anything.
Then she says, but I stand with all survivors of abuse, and I'm proud of them for speaking out.
Sure, of course.
But I have to wonder, was she?
Well, I read a few things about this, and never was there anything about sexual misconduct. It was all about abusive behavior and aggressiveness and just being downright mean. He did say something to somebody else. I don't know if it was Charisma or one of the other female cast members, but he was upset because she got pregnant in the middle of the thing, and then he had her fired after her baby was born.
Told her she was fat.
I think he said, "Are you going to keep it?"
No, he said, "You're looking."
Yeah, I think
you're looking fat. Are you going to keep the baby or whatever?
Joss Whedon, rotten hell, buddy. You're one of those. You're on that list. You know who could put him in his place?
Halle Berry.
Halle Berry. She's never worked for Joss Whedon, I don't think. I got to look that up. Ooh, I might have just said something I bespoke, something I should not have bespoke. Oh, well, I will get back to you on that one because I don't know.
It did take folks a long time to speak out.
Well, he's done so much. I mean, he created a bunch of stuff, and he's written a few episodes of this, that, and the other thing. And then, of course, he did the first two Avenger movies. I mean,
Other people have come out besides just Buffy people, right?
Yes, yes. Yeah. I mean, he's on a list now.
So now that one person finally said something,
chances are he's not getting a whole lot of work after this. I mean, Hollywood has become hypersensitive. I know everybody's upset with that word, but that's what they've become. Uh-huh. Maybe it's a good thing. Maybe. It's good that they start weeding the crap out of town.
The cleansing of Hollywood.
The cleansing. A deep cleansing breath, Hollywood. All right, that's all the time we got for the news. See you tomorrow. And
that's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.